Well, it's a delight to be along with you this evening. Usually, when I see the church car park full of the prayer meeting night, I'm delighted, but then I remembered I was speaking tonight. so that terrified me ever so slightly. But it's a delight to be with you. I want to thank your session and committee and the church here for having me along to share the work of the Youth Council with you. From memory, I think it could be 5 or 6 years from I had last come to Mourne to share the work of the Youth Council among you. And really tonight is just to show you an update of where we're at and what we've been doing even the past few years. Before we come, I have a short presentation to sort of show you what we've been doing. Before we come to that, we'll maybe get to the Word of God. I have a short devotional I'd like to bring to you this evening from Psalm 119. Psalm 119, and it's just the second section, Beth, verse 9 through to 16. So just quite a short reading, and then a short devotional, and then I'll share the slides with you. Psalm 119 in the verse 9. It says, "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. O let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies, as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts, and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word." And really, I opened with that hymn, "Give me thine heart," and it's just really that desire I want to leave with you, even tonight, that young people across this land, and even within our own denomination, where the Youth Council serves, would give their hearts to the Lord. What I want to show you, just from these few verses, is firstly, how we can help our young people. And you can see here that the psalmist has life experience. He's not talking as someone who is uneducated or does not understand. He has life experience. He has lived on this earth. And verse 9 reminds us that he knows how a young man can cleanse his way because he has been there himself by taking heed thereto according to thy word. And his experience, it comes firsthand. He has known it himself. It says there in verse 11, "Thy word have I hid in my heart." He has hid it in his heart himself, the psalmist, that is. And really what the encouragement is here that I want to leave with you is that those of you who have been through youth, that you would take time with your young people, the young people in your church, take time to be a teacher and a guide to them. And those who are younger, learn from those who are older, their older brothers and sisters in Christ, and listen to their godly advice and take it to heart, just like this psalmist who in his youth, he took godly advice to his heart. He hid the word of God in his heart. Those of us who are older, that we ourselves, we would lead that godly example to those coming up, the generation behind us, and that we would encourage them to be involved in the work of God. Secondly, I just want to show you here what we want our young people to gain by hiding the Word of God in their heart. And as we seek by God's grace to be that example and that encouragement to them, like that psalmist, those who are young will gain an understanding. If you look at verse 12 and 13, the psalmist here, he knows the Lord's words are truth and that they're right. Look at verse 12 here. "Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth." He knows the Lord's words are truth and that they're right. And he realizes the value of God's word is more than the wealth of this world. If you look at verse 14 there, I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. So he rejoices in the way of God's testimonies as much as any more than the riches of this world. And in gaining this understanding and knowing the value of God and of his word, he continues to stand firm in that word. It says there in verse 15, I will meditate on thy precepts. There's a will, there's a desire, and there's a holding to the word of God. And what we would ask for above all else is pray that the young people in our church, in your church, that God would put a hedge around them, that they would have the strength to stand in what is an increasing difficult day for the Lord, and that they would grow and mature spiritually. That's what we'd desire. And those who are young here, get into the word early and have this understanding, even as the psalmist has here. And it's good to see young people at the place of prayer. Continue to do that. Continue to be here. This is where you need to be, in the place of prayer before the Lord. Involve yourself in this local church and in the work of it, that you'd labour for the Lord. And like the Youth Council is one of the main aims of it is to cultivate involvement in God's work and encourage young people to be involved in the work of God. And even as us who are older, that we would encourage this, in our young people. And we would pray for this in our young people. And as God answers that prayer, what's the outcome we desire? This is the final thing I just want to share with you, is the outcome for our young people. Verse 16, it says, I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. God's word is the psalmist's joy here. He delights in the word of God. And as we teach our young people to follow after the Lord, as we pray for them, in God's will and in his time, we trust that his word will become their joy and it will be their delight. Pray to that end, that their delight would be in his word and their delight would not be in the things of this world or in the world. Young people, pray those desires in your heart that your delight would be only in the things of God and not in the things of this world, and that God would protect you from the darts that Satan would fire at you and preserve you from even the evil day we live in. Young people who are here, persevere and study God's word. Set that time aside, and all these things, those of us, the generation who have gone before, that we would pray that our young people, pray for these things in our young people, that they would be cultivated in them, and we would see a generation rising up for Christ. I'm hoping I don't lose my voice. My apologies. Thank you very much. That's just what I want to say, just from the Word of God this evening. And just then I want to show you the few slides. Is it okay if I move this out of the way? Is that... I'm not sure which way to go so that that everybody can see. There we are. Can everybody see that okay? Yes? Is that all right? Bear with me one moment. So I just want to come and tell you a wee bit about the work of the Youth Council. Last time I was here, I believe I had a video. They're making us work harder this time, so we have to speak for ourselves. But I trust it's an opportunity for me to give you a wee bit more of an insight into some of the things we've been doing and even some of the things that have taken place throughout the last year or so. So to tell you a little bit about me, those of you who don't know me, my name is Paul Smith, and my role within the Youth Council, I am the area representative for South Down, and that area takes in yourselves and along up the road, Mull of Glass, over past Newry, Monish Lane, and then my own church in Ardara. And really my role is that I'm responsible for arranging events in the area. There are a few things we do quite regularly. So throughout the year, we'll have two evenings of prayer. We'll bring the young people together and encourage times of prayer, encourage them to get around the throne of grace. We'll also organise outreach events and open airs where we can, where possible. Organise fellowship evenings for young people to come together and fellowship one with the other. And really anything else that is of benefit to the young people, even spiritually, just to edify them and encourage them. I'm really here just to facilitate that. Our goals really are first and foremost to reach the lost for Christ, and to encourage fellowship amongst like-minded Christian young people, and also to help young people grow spiritually by providing them with opportunities to serve the Lord. So to tell you a bit about who we are, you'll all know this gentleman. He's coming to you very soon. But Reverend Paul Foster is the president of the Youth Council at present. And he has done an excellent job in his tenure so far, just in directing us and guiding us and helping us as we seek to do this work. There are also 10 area representatives, myself included. And just to go from top to bottom, left to right, we have Matthew Thompson, who covers the Mid-Down area, Richard Edwards, who covers the West, Jonathan Garrett, who covers North Down, with Neil Oliver in the southwest, with Mark McClintock there for South Antrim, Charlotte McLeod covers North Antrim, myself in South Down, Esther McKee in Mid Ulster, Mark Linton in the northwest, and then Andrew Dunn in Greater Belfast. The committee members have changed quite a bit just over the last few years. There's a few older faces, such as my own, who they can't get rid of, but we've got some fresh blood in, and it's lovely to see the new members in, and they do bring fresh zeal and fresh ideas, even to how we can move the work forward. Additionally, we have, from each church, two delegates. So each church is entitled to send two delegates to the meetings we hold throughout the year. We generally have around four delegates meetings per year, and that's where the decisions are made within the Youth Council. So it is driven collectively by the churches of our denomination, and the work that we do is primarily driven by the decisions that are made at those meetings. So really what we're designed to do is to provide a vehicle within the denomination for young people to become involved in the work of God. And we do this through several means. We have a lot of camps, weekends and day events throughout the year. You may be familiar, some of you, with the Castle Welland weekend. This takes place on the Maybank holiday. It's really what we'd describe as a getaway weekend, a time of relaxation, recreation, including devotions throughout the day, games, fellowship and food. We also then have our summer camp, which is for 12 to 18-year-olds. And this is a week-long outdoor activity camp down in Greenhill YMCA in Newcastle. And again, this is a recreational type event. It's designed to bring young people together, encourage them, fellowship around the word, and also have a bit of fun throughout the week. We do also have some more seminar geared weekends. So the training weekend is a core weekend in our calendar, and it's open to all young people of all ages. We don't put any restrictions on it. We want to encourage as many young people as possible to come to it. takes place in March each year. It's a full day, really, of seminars on the Saturday, and it's designed to help young people prepare for practical and spiritual aspects of evangelism. So we do this as practically as we possibly can. We cover things like creating a children's meeting Bible lesson, maybe how you speak one-to-one with people in a door-to-door situation or on the street, and then we cover more spiritual preparation for evangelism. So some of the sessions may be more devotional led, to try and encourage and cultivate that idea and understanding in young people's minds of the need for evangelism. We also have biannually, on rotation, we have a missionary day and a leadership day. And again, this event is open to all ages. Usually takes place around November time. And it's really to give young people an insight into missionary life and work. And we usually try to, if we can get a missionary who's over on furlough, we'll try and get them to come along so they can share one-to-one their life experience and what it's like to actually work on the field. And this is, again, just another way we're trying to cultivate in young people that working for the Lord, evangelism, and going out and serving the Lord in some kind of service. The leadership day, then, is more aimed towards our youth committees and leaders to try and encourage them and help them in the work that they're doing in their local church. And it's usually designed to be easily accessible for youth leaders. Obviously, Friday night's very busy, usually, so it tends to be a short day, either a morning session on a Saturday morning or a shorter day, 10 to 4 p.m., and is really there to help offer youth leaders help and support. So it'll cover topics like how to prepare and deliver subjects in a youth fellowship and how to be an encouragement to your young people and even how to reach young people in your local area, for example. So very, very practical and designed to be a help and a benefit to youth fellowships. There are other events we run throughout the year. So we have throughout the year Bible studies, which take place bi-monthly. You can see here some of the things we've covered. Just last year, we covered Bible inspiration, abortion, music, the worldview of wokeness, and then the year finished off with a question and answer session. So it's quite a wide range of topics. And then this year, just so far, our first Bible study in October was the Charismatic Movement. In September, and then in November we covered Bible translations. So quite a wide variation of topics, but again, just cultivating that mindset in young people of studying the Word and understanding the world around them from a Christian perspective. We also have regional rallies and national rallies throughout the year, and also evenings of prayer. And through all these events, really what we're trying to do is ensure that young people have regular times where they're meeting together and forging those long-lasting Christian friendships, while also helping them to deal with the questions that do get through at them from the world around them. It's also a way to build each other up, build young people, to build other young people up, even by actively encouraging those times of prayer to come together and pray together, and also showing young people that they can pray, they should be in the place of prayer, and they're welcome in it. Sometimes for young people, they don't feel, maybe think that time of prayer is for the older people in the church, it's not for them, it's to show them that it's for all believers as well. And we also use all these events as an opportunity to ensure young people are made aware of other opportunities we have within the Youth Council to serve the Lord. What we started last year was short encouragement trips. The most recent one, you'll see this lovely bunch of young people here. They flew over for a weekend to our church in Liverpool. And really, they were just there. They landed in on a Friday night. They evangelized in the city on the Saturday. Spent the Lord's Day with God's people in the church, just being an encouragement to them and lifting them up, and then flew home on the Monday morning. So it was a very short trip. this is the second we have done. We had done one towards the start of last year to Gardenstown. And both these trips were really well received by the local church. But also young people coming back from these trips were greatly encouraged, and their eyes opened even about the work on the mainland. And that's really a few of the things we're trying to do through that, is show them the work, but also help them to be an encouragement to believers in other parts of the British Isles. We do have another one of these trips planned for April across to the Isle of Man, and we trust we'll continue to provide these opportunities either once or twice a year. So we also plan local outreach events, and these can take several forms. Sometimes it may be encouraging a local church through a day event, such as sharing gospel literature, door-to-door evangelism, to help some of the smaller works locally out. But also we do go to some of the larger sporting events that take place across the province, and other cultural events that take place throughout the year, and seek to be a witness there, whether it's handing out tracts and speaking to people through that means. And during the summer, our summer outreaches really are the sort of the height of the activities we plan throughout the year, and these are planned weeks of outreach to support churches both here in Northern Ireland, our works across the border, and also over on the mainland, UK. Last year we sent a team to the church in London, and we also sent a smaller team to the work in Malvern, up in Londonderry, County Londonderry. Alongside this, we also had a foreign outreach to Kenya. So we try to do this each year as a means of helping the stations, those smaller works here, but also those works over on the mainland who need support. Again, within the last year and a half, we have taken two what we could term them as historical trips. And these are just weekend-long trips to see sites of significance in church history. So far, we had organised a trip to Bristol, which was October 2022. And that was really seeing the work of men like George Mueller and Charles Wesley. And just October past, we organised another trip to Edinburgh to see things significant to the Scottish martyrs. So this is really a way of educating our young people and trying to build them up in their faith so they can see their church history and see what has gone on before them. So we do quite a lot. We're stretched quite thin. But it is to see a generation brought on for the Lord, and a generation that understands the God in whom they serve and would seek to serve him more fully. We also do run fun and fellowship events. Now, we only managed to do this beach barbecue thing once. They did attempt to do it this year, but they were rained off. But this was 2022. But this was probably a larger event. We tend to have more regional events. And like many of our weekends, they're designed to offer fun and fellowship while allowing young believers to forge those lasting friendships with those who are like-minded. Finally, what I want to show you just is, every 3 to 4 years, we run a project And this is the latest project that we have been working on. It's just come to an end. And really, our projects are geared to enable young people to benefit others who are seeking to serve the Lord. In the past, we've supported missionaries. We've provided support to our schools in Africa. And we're just coming to the end of this, a very worthwhile venture with Chris Killen. The money we raised through this project enabled Chris to write 3 books to spiritually and practically help young people suffering with addictions. I would ask you just to pray that those booklets will work into the hands of those who need them the most, and those who can help others through them, that they might offer light and hope to young people in very dark situations. So I just want to leave you with a few prayer points. Pray for that encouragement trip that's planned to the Isle of Man, that the young people would be a benefit to the work there, even as they seek to do a wee bit of evangelism, seek to encourage the local congregation. Pray for our summer outreaches. We don't have the details confirmed just yet, but we will be organising our outreaches for the summer. Please keep an eye out for them, but pray that even the Lord would raise up young people who would have a desire to go, they would be effective and of use to Him in His service. Pray also as for the project that's just finished, as I've mentioned, and also pray for the churches and the fellowships in your local area here in South Down, and the youth leaders and ministers who serve there. I want to thank you very much for your time and for listening to me, putting up with me, but I trust this has been an insight to the work of the Youth Council and will help you to pray more directly and precisely regarding the work that we do. Thank you very much.
I want to thank our brother for bringing before us the work of the Youth Council. There are many things there to seek the Lord for. But before we do, if somebody has a favourite hymn, we would be happy to sing a few verses. 57, George. All right. A lovely hymn, lovely words. My heart and voice I raise to spread Messiah's praise. Messiah's praise let all repeat, the universal Lord, by whose almighty word creation rose in form complete. We've sung this before. You will recognise the tune, and we'll stand together and we'll sing the whole hymn, please.
Thank you.
down. I led you very badly in verse 3. My apologies. It was a bit of a mess on the third line. But let's sing that verse again now that we've really got into the way of the timing. Let's sing verse 3 again, but soon the victor rose.